Amen. We need to begin to respond. You know, the word today is not something we should take very lightly. It is not at all. You see, the mind, that is where the devil is going, gunning for. If he gets hold of the mind, the battle is is over. Amen. You know, just a little bit. On Friday, I went for a conference, and it was mind-blowing. The things that we saw was mind-blowing. You can see the devil working in every way to get hold of the mind. In marketing now, marketing is in the mind. So it is not a joke. You know, sometimes we just misplace some things. We talk about behavior. Behavior is not the issue. The issue is attitude. You know why? The attitude drives you to be a behavior. An attitude, that is the center of the mind. That is affection. Affective. The word is affective. Speaks about the mind. So everything, in fact, they are living, you see, TV is not important anymore. They say TV, that is traditional media, is no longer, is out of date. They are going for your mind through your laptop, internet, through your phone, through iPad, all those things. They say it is a digital age. The one that you are holding. Some of us, if you lose your phone now, you are going mad, is it not so? It's everything that I have, I've gone. Why? Because that is where the game is. You can decide that, you know, TV is, we call it mass media. You know, another word for it is broadcast, is it not so? They say it's no longer broadcast, it's narrow cast. They narrow you down to where you are. So the devil knows where it is, brethren. So let's not play around. You have to look at the things that are going on, the business going on within your soul. Examine it. The things you love, the things you have passion for, the things you so much like, if they take it away, you are finished. Look at that thing. It means that there is something there. Amen. So as we pray, brethren, let us... I don't think that God was just playing game. He said that immediately he made man. The first deposit. You know the first deposit? He breathed into him and he became what? A living soul. That is what the devil wants. Somewhere in Revelation, he said that, and then merchants of the what? Of the soul. So the devil knows it. And if that is the case, I must do everything possible to protect, to guard my soul. Hallelujah. So as we reflect on the word, you know, this afternoon, I want to encourage us. Let us look at those issues. Those things that we are addicted to. Those things that we have passion for. Those things that we love so much. We cherish, we relish in them. And present them before God. The issue of the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes. They are all coming from the realm of the soul. And if we don't deal with it, we fall prey to it. Let's begin to pray. Hallelujah. Let's begin to pray. We must ask God to help us to have more fellowship with Him. That is the only way we can deal with it. He said, if we are in the light as He is in the light, we must walk in the light. We must walk in the Spirit. He says that if we walk in the Spirit, we are not going to fulfill the desires of the flesh. There's a lot of struggle in me. There are things that flash, you know, my eyes see. They go to register right there in my soul, right there in my mind. And you discover that you keep struggling with it. The things we see with our eyes, the things we hear with our ears. But thanks be to God. He said that we are able to overcome by renewing of our mind. Our minds can be renewed, brethren. And we can receive the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. So much darkness in my mind. But as I draw near to God, there is a change. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe as we do that, we'll just sing this song, "Heal My Mind, Lord, Heal My Mind." Hallelujah. Our mind needs to be healed. There is so much corruption, so much darkness in the mind. The mind needs to be delivered. Hallelujah. Heal my mind, Lord. Heal my mind. May each thought be only of the purest kind. Heal my mind, Lord. Heal my mind. Come take your and meet thy. Heal my mind. Heal my mind. It must be a prayer in your heart. If you want the Lord to heal your mind, could you just stand on your feet and we shall pray. The only of the purest God. Oh, heal my mind. Heal my mind, Lord. Heal my mind. Come take your rightful place and make. Oh, hear my mind, my mind. Oh, hear my. It's so terrible, Abanaya. Say now. It will be only of the purest kind. Oh, my mind, Lord. Heal my mind. Come take your rightful place and make it. Oh, my mind. Let it be a prayer in our heart this afternoon. Heal my mind. May say terrible sin and I. May each thought be only of the purest God. Oh, my mind, Lord. Heal my mind. Come take your rightful place and make it done. Is Brother Bomo Duma here? Is Buma here? Okay, please could you come and pray? Hallelujah. that the Lord will bring healing and break every soul tie. The things that have held us captive. Hallelujah. That we will receive deliverance this afternoon. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Heal my mind, Lord. Oh, heal my mind. Come take your rightful place.
My God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we thank you for a moment like this, for your word has come to us expressly. Lord, we cannot say that we are not guilty. Lord, we are guilty. And Lord, it is your love that you are bringing these words to us at this time. Lord, if you do not love us, Lord, if you are neglecting us and you are careless about us, you wouldn't bring these words to us. So, Lord, we thank you, for you have given us yet another opportunity to repent before you. Lord, we come to plead, first of all, for mercy. Lord, that your mercy will come to us again. As a people and as a church, Lord, you will not leave any one of us. You will not forsake us. As these words come, Lord, Lord, we are praying that our hearts will find grace to respond to your word. Lord, cause our hearts on daily basis to be able to respond to you. When the Pharisees, they came that day to you, Lord, they came to John the Baptist. He told them to bring forth meat, Lord, that is, Lord, to bring forth fruits that is meat for repentance. Lord, today, we do not want to be a people that touch these things, Lord, and do not touch the depths of it. We don't want to touch the shallow aspects of our soul, for there are depths to be touched. And we cry out to you, Lord, for the grace to bring forth fruits meet for repentance in the name of Jesus. Lord, that we can look into our own hearts, Lord, and see the darkness as it lies deep within our soul. Lord, in your own perspective and in your own light, that we begin to bring, oh God, our souls to you. Lord, not finding any place of excuse, not excusing ourselves, but humbling ourselves before you, oh God. Father, we pray today, Lord, those places that we have hitherto in time past opened up to the devil. Lord, today we repent, oh God. Some of these places have become strongholds. And God, we cannot do the things that we ought to do. Lord, today we repent. We ask, Lord, that this soul, this mind, might be your throne. Lord, no other spirit should inhabit our soul. Father, we want to be virgins indeed. We do not want to be polluted. We do not want to be defiled. Father, we ask, O God, today, that you will go into the depths of our soul and dislodge every other altar that has been established in the name of Jesus. Lord, those altars that have come from our Father's house, today we stand by the blood of Jesus to desecrate these altars in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that these altars will no longer speak in our lives. We come by the power that is in the blood, and we rebuke these altars in the name of Jesus. Father, we cry that the strongholds might be broken, Hallelujah, Lord. We cry that the Spirit of God will search our hearts today. Lord, deliver us where we have been joined, the soul ties. Lord, the emotions that are bound, my God. We ask that the power of your Spirit will invade our emotions and begin to grant us liberty in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, oh God, that you will change us, my God. You will change us, that the things that you are speaking of the light, Lord, that we will begin to draw closer to the light, that the darkness would no longer be in us, in the name of Jesus. Father, we cry to you, oh God, we cry. We want to have these eyes being enlightened. Lord, we want our eyes to feed on the things of God. The eyes of our understanding have been darkened. But Lord, today, my God, you will help us to find a way. By this word that you have spoken, oh God, let strength be given to every heart today to begin to seek, oh God, the enlightening of our eyes, that we will no longer walk in darkness or dwell in darkness, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, oh God, my God, that you will indeed bring up, oh God, the fullness of your light into our soul, that you will shine over every corner, over every depth that is within us, that we will no longer be a people that are moved, oh God, by the things of this world, by the things that are contrary, oh God, to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, this is our prayer, oh God, that we will go out of this place, we will walk out of this place, having an understanding of that which you want each and every one of us to do. Lord, even as we have different faces and different looks, Lord, there are different things that are facing us at this moment. We pray, God, that we might be able to go down to the very root of these things and begin to exercise your dominion against these strongholds. In the name of Jesus, that every stronghold will be broken down and that every captive will be set free. My God, the captivity that is in my mind, the captivity that is in my emotions, the captivity, oh God, of my desires, that every one of it will be broken in the name of Jesus, that you will bring liberty to our souls in the name of Jesus. Father, this is our prayer, oh God, that you will help us, oh God, that you will help this local assembly. My God, you will bring the love of God into our hearts. My God, you will cause us to have love one for another. My God, you will take away every form of bitterness. You will take away the things that bring hate. Oh God, the things that bring backbiting, the things that bring envy, the things that bring jealousy. Lord, you will take away from the midst of us, and that you will fill us with your love. For you say that, Lord, love covers the multitude of sin. We cry to you that you will replace, Lord, your love in our hearts, that every form of offense might be taken away. No offense, my God. The scripture says that in all things we should have not offense, that having not offense in anything, that the ministries be not blamed. Father, we pray today that your love will overshadow our hearts, that we begin to see the light that you have placed in every one of us, the good that is in the brother, the good that is in the sister, that there will be no place for condemnation in the name of Jesus, that we will be able to carry one another along in the place of prayer, in the place of supplication. Lord, as we bring our soul, give us the grace also to bring one another before you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I just feel I should call on on those that maybe you are finding you have some difficulty to break certain attachments you have. Maybe yours is that you cannot do without television. That is, you can sit down before TV for the next 5 hours. Sometimes you forget your lunch. You are watching movie. Sometimes you watch movie till daybreak. I'm giving that as an example. You have passion for such things. Amen. And you tried, but it's not working. Okay? And you want Jesus to touch that area of your life today. To break that passion, that connection, to cut it. You just say you need help. You have discovered by the ministry that came today that you need help in that area. Can you just stand and we'll pray? It's not for everybody. You just discover that there is so much attachment you have. Sometimes it can even be to a person. Sometimes it can even be a relationship you have had in the past. You just cannot let go. And you want Jesus to touch it. Amen. Can you stand? Hallelujah. There's so much anointing to deal with that today. Sometimes it's just your past keep haunting you. Amen. Sorry? Yeah, the way you respond, you discover that it's a problem. It's part of it because it's coming from the realm of your mind. There is something that is, provocation comes from the mind. I don't know whether you know that. Agitations, things easily agitated, is a state of the mind. And you just want God to touch that so that you know how to calmly, even if you want to respond, even if there is need to respond, there is, you know, he said, let every word be salted, that it will do what? Minister grace to the hearer. So you just discover that, like me, I have that. And I've been praying and asking God to deal with it. Amen. Hallelujah. You can stay on the laptop till daybreak, you understand? It's a problem. Meanwhile, there are very important things that you need to address. You have passion for even work. When once work is over, you want to even carry some files home. And you can be walking till, like me, sometimes till 3 a.m. And by the time you do that, you know what happens? You wake up very late in the morning. You want to rush down for people like Brother Julius. They want to rush down. They go to bank. Why? Because you spend longer time at night because of passion you have for what you... They praise you. Oh, he is a very good worker. He's a workaholic. My dear, you are losing something because you lose the presence of God sometimes. You lose the time you spent in reading the scriptures because nature is that way. You cannot really cheat it. Amen. Hallelujah. We need God to help us so that we'll draw a balance. Hallelujah. Brother Hubert, please, could you come and pray?
Father, we come to you this morning and we thank you, Lord, for drawing us. Lord, you know our needs. You know the battle that is going on through our minds. You're beginning to bring us to the place of consciousness. We have been careless, but we don't want to be careless any longer. We are trying to make up our minds. We want to make up our minds. But at times, Lord, we find out that we are not able to go far enough. Because, Lord, we know that of these things, these matters, it is not by our power, it is not by our strength, but it is by your Spirit. You know, dear Lord, that we are limited. And we know, God, that you know the point where we cannot go further. And we know you are ready to intervene and to help us and to lift us out of it and to cause us to move beyond what we can do. We thank you. As we come to you this morning, Lord, we remember the prayer that Jabez brought to you. Lord, his name was Jabez. That was his character. A man of sorrow. Because he was born in sorrow. He lived and sorrow had hold of him. He could not help himself. But there, Lord, he came to his senses. And he called upon the God of heaven. Called upon you. Lord, he cried and said, "Oh Lord, God Almighty, that thou may bless me." Lord, he asked that his coast be enlarged. We ask this morning that you enlarge our coast. We have, Lord, the enemy has set boundaries for us. We are limited on every side. Lord, enclosed, just like Jabez was. Lord, you mentioned that it has to do with our character, our attitude. Lord, we even know that our ancestry has plays a part in it. But Lord, we ask that you'll enlarge our coasts this day. Let the boundary lines be broken for us. Enlarge our capacity, Lord, to be able to set our minds on you. Enlarge our capacity, Lord, to read your word, to study your word, to meditate on your word. Lord, you know the circumstances and the challenges we face. We ask that thou would do that for us today. Let your hand be upon us. Let your hand be upon us to deliver us from evil. That evil may not have control over us. That the enemy may not have control over us. Dear Lord, bless us. Bless us with liberty. Let our souls be escaped like the bird out of the snare of the fowler. Let the snare be broken. Break the snare that is holding our souls bound, O God. And let our souls be escaped. O God, that we might know, not only having the revelation, that we might be able to perceive and experience, oh God, these extra wings that you give to the soul. That we might be able to soar. Hallelujah. Lord, that it might not be only words, that we might have this experience. Having this experience, Lord, that we will know beyond every reasonable doubt that it is you that is at work in us. We know, dear Lord, that this is your desire. This is what you have predestinated us for. This is your longing for us. This is your will for us. And Lord, we know by your word that when we pray in accordance with your will, you answer us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for that which you've started, not only today, you've done today, and that which you've started a long time to do in our lives. Lord, we are beginning to feel it. We are beginning to touch it. In our experiences, we are beginning to feel it. Oh God, we're beginning to be conscious of it. Lord, we are not faithless. We believe you. We believe you. Help our unbelief, dear Lord. Help our unbelief, dear Lord, this afternoon. Let the blood avail for us. Let the blood cleanse us. Let the blood watch over our souls. Let the blood speak on our behalf. Against our enemies, the spirits that come against us to say we cannot make it, we will not be able. Let them be judged, dear Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, dear Lord, we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Yeshua. Amen. If there's anything we must go home with today, is to realize that the soul is very, very important. Amen. Amen. Your soul is what defines you. The soul is important to God. He said, what shall it profit a man if he does what? Gain the whole world and lose his soul. Amen. So the soul is important. Guard the things that come in. Guard the things that go out. He said that what defies a man is not what? The things that he eats. Huh? But what? The things that go out. So it is important, brethren. When a man dies, this whole thing you're seeing goes down, become dust. The spirit returns to God the Maker. But the soul, as a matter of fact, he says that he is coming to the soul. He's not coming to this body. Do you understand? He's coming to the fullness is coming to the soul. And when the soul is changed and transformed, this body has no option than to change. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us take home that. Look at the things we are doing. Look at the things that we listen to. Look at the things that we watch. Look at our relationship. The things we desire. What is driving us? What is the passion we have? Look at those things. And if the Spirit of God brings them to a check, then you need to put it to a check. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We'll take some prayer points. Then after that, we'll break bread. Do we have more prayer points, please, before I start? So I can take all of them together. Yes. You're traveling to where? To Delta. Okay. Bro, Ibi is traveling to Delta, and Brother Harry also traveling to Abuja and Delta before the burial of the mom. Okay, so pray for joining mercies. Brother Cass is also traveling. I think he has left. Okay, so pray for him as well.